You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Hey, it is Dom time. Welcome in, and we are loaded up today. We're going to talk with a woman making national news who was arrested yesterday in Delaware County, apparently electioneering at one of those long, long, slow-walking lines that Democrats are using. Wait a minute. I thought those weren't polling places. Isn't that what we're always told? We're always told that about what's going on out there with these long lines, the electioneering. I want to talk about the comedian, call him that if you will, and what impact that had for Madison Square Garden. If you want to win, you see it as I do. Bad move. It's not going to flip the election, but it gives them days to talk about it. Who screened this guy? Well, several people say that the comedian, I'm not even going to say this clown's name, he's not even a clown. I mean, it's ridiculous. That he was going to call Kamala Harris the C word. And he was going to play with it for the whole length of time he was up there and say, oh, I meant communist at the end. You know, is this the battleground where we fight it out over the issue of cancel culture and, oh, humor, it's just a joke and all that? No, it's not. It's about one thing, winning. Those people that are right now on the way, or they're in those lines out there in Delaware and Bucks County, are they standing there debating cancel culture with some goofball comedian and people that put them up there? No, they're doing that because they want to win. They want to win for the country. They want to win. That's the only thing that matters. Now, Nikki Haley's on the show today. She's endorsed Trump. I believe, based upon when talking with her people and all that, getting ready for this interview, that she is going to appear with President Trump. I'm sure some people on Twitter, oh, rah, 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 with Nikki Haley and all. As Nikki Haley moved a few thousand votes in Pennsylvania, people on a razor's edge, well, I like the Trump policies much better for me. I can't stand them. What do I do? She might. It's all about that. It's all about putting aside everything else. Now, here's a woman in question, and Val has called me over the years. She is a Trump delegate, I believe, to the RNC convention, a statewide committee woman, and she's called me over the years, I think. She'll be here at 1 o'clock today. I think when she thought I was too critical of the Delco Republicans, or she was like a liaison. So here's how it sounded yesterday. When she was arrested in one of the early polling places, Cut 18.
Wow. 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 That's crazy. You locked her up? That is insane, man. She is not influencing people. She is not at all.
All right, and again. You know, I'd like to know out there in Delaware County, what are the rules? We're told these are not polling places. So with people waiting in line, are you electioneering? We know you can't do that inside polling places. And these are not polling places. I can't emphasize that enough. She'll be here at 1 o'clock with a lot to talk about around this. And again, I was kind of honored, Dan, on Twitter that this one guy put up about these long lines in Delco and Bucks. He puts up, where's the RNC? Where's the GOP? Then he writes, where's Dom Giordano? Like, what the hell?
It's like you're Batman. I love it.
Yeah, like, what the hell? What am I going to go over there and do? I'm agitating behind the scenes. I'm pulling the levers that I have with people, stoking them up with text and everything else. I just think Republicans, Adam Bucks and Delco, they gotta threaten them with something. There's got to be some money they can withhold. There's got to be some action they can do. Here's one cut where they talk about there's not a printer, the ballot printer, at a voting location in Lansdale. Listen to this. It has failed. This is cut 8.
But you can vote early if the printer would work. I just walk on by, see what's going on. What happened?
The printer doesn't work, so they don't have the ballots. So he's giving out these forms to be filled out, and then if you fill them out, when the printer gets here in about an hour, you can stay in line if you want to. He's expecting 45 minutes to an hour.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's bringing these forms out.
Again, you don't have backup printers? I mean, millions and millions of dollars have been put into this. Count the vote. Do it quickly. Don't stop with the counting of the vote and all the rest of it. They're slow walking this stuff all over the place. If the printer goes down, well, then what's the next plan of action? What are you going to do? Now, what does the Inquirer say about all this? The Inquirer says, well, this shows why we should have true early voting, meaning just like Election Day for 30 days. Now, we don't want to do any of that stuff. People have gone against every instinct. I'm proud of them. They've been calling me the last few days and said, yep, I agree with you. We got our early vote, meaning mail-in ballot, show up. I want to see it go in. I want to have certainty on that. And then they meet this hurdle. Now, you can go one of two ways with this. You can crumple and say, I waited all this time. I don't even know if I'm going to vote. Or, as Pat Pavrick, Republicans out in Bucks County, say, this ought to be more motivation to parachute in if you have to on Election Day. Beat them into the ground. That's what they need at every office, every time, in every way, shape, or form. And when you look at the momentum across the country, Elon Musk put this up today. Now, we had on Captain Parnell the other day in charge of mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania doing a great job. And Musk has a big thing on Twitter where he shows in Pennsylvania on that date, meaning yesterday, the 28th, the lead the Democrats had, at least in banked mail-in ballots, and it was much more substantial than where we are at this point in time, as of yesterday. There was a 300,000 and change lead, apparently. That seems like a lot until you realize it was 1.1 million on Election Day last year. So I don't think it's going to be 1.1 million this time. Meaning if we continue to press today, get those mail-in ballots in, continue to press toward Election Day, then this is beyond very winnable. In Nevada, Karl Rove, of all people, now saying that all Trump has to do is, he thinks, and I didn't have a chance to do the electoral map, he thinks that Nevada and Arizona are going to go Trump's way. He thinks he just has to win Georgia then. Now, you know, I really wanted Pennsylvania that ultimately to be the decider, but I'll take it if the math adds up to that. And in Nevada, which I didn't think Trump was going to win, John Ralston, who is the political guru there, they, you hear him on Fox News, they tout him all the time.
Guru?
Guru is somebody who sees this as almost over, even in Clark County, the notorious Clark County. So people are taking to this early voting. I just think we need more sense out of Republicans here that are in power. What are we going to do to punish Bucks County and Delco?
In-house guru.
Thank you, Joe. So that they can't do this again. That's exactly what they're doing. And I can just see them today They're already standing there with the big clock, Diane and the Harv deGrasse guy. They're sitting there in beach chairs. They put the signal down. No more vote. We can't process it. They might try to do it at lunchtime and everybody go home. Now, I'm told by somebody it might be a union thing. How about the Bucks County Courier-Times? Come on, guys and women over there in the Delco paper. I'm looking through their papers today online. They don't seem to think this is a big story. They might even mention, oh, early voting going on. They don't think what's happening there in those two counties is a big story. Because we know those are Trump voters by and large. Not everyone, but I put it 80 to 20 because Trump voters want to hand in that mail-in ballot right there so that they have more certitude versus going through the mail. They don't trust it. Are we saying to them, well, you're not allowed to do that? You know, you're going to have to suck it up. This is what's going to, you have to trust the U.S. mail. Nobody says you have to do that. It should shock people. Now, I think they're inefficient, too. But out in Bucks County, I think they're just slow walking it. They don't care. They don't care if these people get disenfranchised. We had on the head of Lancaster County yesterday. He said, if you're in line, if you get into the office before 5 o'clock, you got to be served. He sees this as a place where you're voting, which you are. Now, the vote may not be tabulated there, but isn't that by definition that you're voting if you're putting your vote in there, right? Because the final tally is not made at your local polling place. The final tally is made at some central place, say in Philadelphia. This is ridiculous. If you're headed there or have been there, we certainly would love to hear from you. With the other thing, President Trump at his news conference today talked about Lancaster County, the voter registration fraud.
Oh, he did.
We have Trump tweeting out about York County. Now, York County isn't denying at this point. I'm all over the place looking at this. But several people are pointing at York County for a significant number of the same kind of issues and maybe something on mail-in balloting. Berks County is the other one that's suspect. Bucks County says, well, there's nothing widespread here. I wonder what Bucks County's definition of widespread would be. What do you need, like 500,000 votes? So I don't know what widespread means as far as what's going on. We want every vote and every voter registration scrutinized. That's what we're supposed to be doing. If you need more people, you should have more people. All right, the comedian, 855-839-1210. Will this have any kind of impact? Let me go to Mike in New Hope. Then we'll give you the side question. Mike, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mike, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Dom. Yeah, I get my news from everywhere, and I was just watching local 6 o'clock Philly news the other night, and the anchor made a point to holler out, you know, there's 470-some thousand Pennsylvanians of Puerto Rican descent, and what a big faux pas is and how it could easily swing the election. And I tend to agree with that. I mean, people are fickle. And I'll also tell you, being in New Hope, didn't see a whole lot of Clinton signs, didn't see a whole lot of Biden signs. But Kamala signs are everywhere popping up the last couple
of
weeks.
Well, let's play this out, Mike. Why in the world would people, just because that remark, you're going to say you think significant numbers of people who have come over to the Trump side are now going to renounce that?
No, I'm not saying significant numbers of people that came over to the Trump side would renounce it. I'm saying anyone that is left on the fence. I know you feel like who could be on the fence at this point, but they're out there. And, you know, we're talking about a handful of votes can make the difference. And I easily see a handful of people potentially being swayed by that. Just one man's opinion.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you, Mike. I think it'll be negligible in the end, but it comes back to the same thing. This guy apparently ad-libbed these two comments, okay? The ones about Latinos, and he may have ad-libbed the Puerto Rico one, the birth one. He might have ad-libbed the watermelon one. But he had in his original copy, I'm going to call her the C word. Then we're going to all laugh, and we're going to say, I really meant communist later on after a minute. So my God. Don't you right there say, what the hell are we doing here? What is the upside of putting that guy? Look, we'll give you untrammeled. I'll actually shut up. You may be in that camp. Well, it's comedy. Why don't you get it? He's a roaster. Tell me the upside at this point. That's what I'd like to hear. What's the upside here? Cost benefits versus what this maniac might do. All right. Well, that's the Trump movement. People like that. 855-839-1210. Can you make that argument? Yeah, the big upside here. It'll be funny. You don't get comedy. All right, side question today. In the last couple of days, it is National Immigrant Day, international or national. We want to hear you give us an American citizen, somebody who came here from another country, came here with their parents or, you know, somehow or another, even as an adult, ended up here. One of the most moving things I remember with someone who became an American citizen was Jane Seymour. At Andy's Diner, we're in the middle of December. She's there for some hunger drive, and she talks about how she got her citizenship and why she did that, and the place just went nuts. I'll take Einstein off the board, too, without a doubt. I didn't check. I think he became an American citizen. All right, if he didn't, then I'll take him off the should have. All right, Dan, how about yours?
How about I take the new age Einstein, Elon Musk, off the board, immigrating from South Africa and also having dual citizenship with Canada.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of wrecks it. I don't think it should be allowed. I get with Israel, there's a reason for that. Why should you be a dual citizen for Canada and the U.S.? If you want to do that, get the hell out. I'm serious. I don't care if it's Elon Musk or whoever it is. I know people that say they want to be a dual Italian citizen. I said, this conversation's over.
You wouldn't want that?
No.
No?
You got to make allegiance.
You could be a true Italian. You could say whatever you want about Olive Garden with no repercussions.
Oh, there you go. That's true.
You're card-carrying Italian?
Yeah, I could bring Olive Garden to Italy. That's right. All right. Right now, get in at 855-839-1210. If you're headed to those lines, et cetera, we'd love to hear from you. 855-839-1210. We have Nikki Haley at 12:30. At 1 o'clock, Val, who was arrested yesterday in Delaware County. But can you make the case that you want to see stuff like this comedian? Why? What battle are we fighting here? We're fighting one battle. Only one thing matters. How do we get elected? None of these other things matter. None of those. Look, people have signed off. I know there are people that are pro-life, that they want the six-week ban or whatever DeSantis did, et cetera, versus going to the states and all that. They've signed off, though, because they see you have to win elections. Then you may want to win hearts and minds. That's pretty serious. They're willing to see the end point here. I mean, to say we have to stand and die on a hill and making jokes about Puerto Rico, I get it. There's a lot of garbage landfills because of the hurricanes there. People don't know that, though. They're going to hear that just when things are going good. Now, Trump has said he doesn't know the comedian, which I don't doubt. You know, I mean, he's done so many of these bro guys, he may not know one from the other. He knows Rogan. Rogan endorsed this guy in August on his show to write comedy for Trump. Oh, my God. Can you imagine where we would be? All right, so 855-839-1210. That's how you get in here on Talk Radio 1210. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
that.
Okay, it is Dom time. You got the side question. Give us that person that became a citizen, emigrating to this country, doing it the right way. All right? There are a gazillion people, and that's the strength of America. But that's not the same thing as what we're seeing play out. As I said, President Trump mentioned Lancaster on Truth Social. He mentioned York as the other site, and they're being a bit unclear about so-called massive voter registration fraud. The group that Newsmax has up, though, is a group that specializes in voter registration, in their literature, of people of color. So we'll see how this plays out, which party, what's going on with this. Berks is the other county that seems to be prominently mentioned. We haven't seen anything on Philadelphia yet, but it's suspected across the state there may be elements of this, and this has to be cleaned up before Election Day. 855-839-1210, you get on board. Hector is in Camden on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Hector. Welcome in.
Yeah, how you doing? I think this joke could be it came across as racist, and it could have an impact on the election because Puerto Rico really has nothing to do with the border situation. It also has nothing whatsoever to do with immigration. Puerto Ricans are citizens of the United States since World War One, and apparently they serve honorably in World War One because there hasn't been any really big multicultural or diversity issues.
Yeah, Hector, let me ask you, though, why would it be that significant? People that have come over to Trump, after some of the things he said over the course of time that some people don't like, why would it turn on a dime because of this guy?
Well, because, like I said, Trump has been Trump's original argument was that Mexicans, not Puerto Ricans, Mexicans were coming across the border and they were voting for Democrats. That was his original argument back in 2015. Then they added something to that. Now then they became criminals, like it became a security issue. They added that to the argument. They're coming across the border with fentanyl. They're drug traffickers. And now they're trying to add this multicultural diversity issue to that argument and just put all these different Hispanics into one category and just It comes across as racist.
Hector, but the people that are voting that are Latino, they're on board with border security. They're on board with doing this. You think that guy's one comment now around this is going to move the needle? Shouldn't have done. They shouldn't have hired him. I despise that guy. I'll be clear about it. I hate comedians like that. But that's going to move the needle on all these big issues?
I think it will because, first of all, this immigration issue has been dangled in front of people's faces by Trump since 2016. Before that, people normally only care about the economy, the state of the economy, the job.
But they care about it all, Hector. Thank you. I'm looking for somebody to say, no, that was a good move, bringing this guy in. That's exactly what the crowd would want. I told you what the guy was planning on doing. That should have been a red line. There's 1,000 comedians out there. I mean, you watch Gutfeld. There's any number of comedians they could bring in that could warm up the crowd. They could do that one obvious on the station even that could do that in a way that might be provocative, but not this guy, not a roast guy. He was bad on the Tom Brady's special. It was too much for that. And you're going to throw him in there, particularly he ad-libbed these, is what the argument is. I don't doubt that. That's what he'll do. He's getting his name out there. He's not going to apologize because he's doing what he does. And that's it. But does it move the needle here? In what argument, what way is this going to turn that vote? What it does, though, it gives the Democrats a few days of talking points. And tonight, what you're going to see from the ellipse, Kamala Harris is going to reenact January 6th as her closing argument, going after Trump on that, and it all started there at the ellipse and everything else. And she's going to use as a pivot what happened in Madison Square Garden, the argument that he's Hitler, is losing, but she's going to try to play with this instead of the Hitler thing, is my guess, based upon what we know. So it gives them something to seize on. Now, Byron Yorker writes for the Washington Examiner, a guy I really like. He makes the point, where is the fairness in the media coverage? This was, what, 5 hours of content? There was a lot of content there, particularly with Trump. Well, we know what the answer is. They're not going to do that. They're biased. So what you have to do is button up and get over the finish line. And what you have to try to do is minimize people saying wild stuff. Because what's going to happen with that is that's what they're going to seize on. They don't have anything else. Abortion and whatever the media can manufacture saying this was like the Nazis in 1939. That's where they're going to go. Why give them that? I would love to be in the room seeing the decision makers saying, yeah, this is the guy. We're going to go with this. Then they talk with him about what you're going to do. And he says, well, I got this great thing in here, what I'm going to call Kamala Harris. And then 7 or 8 minutes in, I'll reveal, oh, I met communist. Oh, my God. Are you going, that's exactly what we're looking for? Or are you saying, all right, that's it? Why this guy? Why not any other guys, even if they're a bit edgy here and there? It's not like this. All right, let's go to John in Drexel Hill. John, what do you have today?
For the question?
Yes, John, go right ahead.
Okay. Joseph Stalin's daughter, Svetlana Stalin.
Yeah, that's... Maybe it'll be Putin's daughter someday. That's one. Yeah, that's an interesting one out of the box. That's true. That she did become an American citizen, as far as I remember.
You want to try the name if I put it up there on the board?
It's Svetlana something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember saying...
Try the last name. I just put it up there.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Lilyeva.
Yeah.
Svetlana Lilyeva.
Man, if you
That's
can,
what we'll go with.
If you can do the pronunciations in the Soviet Union, you can do TV or radio anywhere, I guess.
I just put up the middle name there.
Oh, God, yes.
Yosifovna.
Yeah, can you imagine them calling each other this type of stuff?
Later known as Lana Peters.
And I think the Russians like to use, the middle name, Dan. So they say all this stuff. They put the whole thing there together.
Her name is Svetlana Yosifovna Olivlyovna.
Yeah. And when Stalin's your last name, you know, that's...
Yes.
I once tried to get she's a council person or something in Italy, the granddaughter of Mussolini on when we went to Italy. It failed. They said there would be a language barrier, and I thought...
So? We bring in a translator.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's what I said. It would be fascinating to hear Mussolini. So do you think Trump is Mussolini?
You can bring in the Farfalle guy.
Yeah, that's...
Farfalle.
All right, here's how you get in. Next, Nikki Haley joins us. Nikki Haley coming to town for Dave McCormick. And I'm told, behind the scenes when we were setting up this interview, that I get the feeling there's a really good chance that she will do an event with President Trump. That's exactly right. That's exactly what you want if you want to win. I mean, what are you prepared to do to win here, given what the stakes are? Is that so much to ask? She's the one having to suck it up, given the antagonism that was there, and be with Trump and endorse Trump. He doesn't have to do anything other than accept the endorsement. That's an easy thing to do. He's not saying, Nikki, you're going to be in my cabinet. You'll be Secretary of State. I don't think so. All right, 855-839-1210. She's next. And then we're going to talk at 1 with Val, the woman arrested yesterday in Delaware County. But we'll get to your calls, too. Hit us on the side question. That's a good one coming out of the box of Stalin's daughter.
Quite a belly laugh there.
Yeah. That's not the first one that comes to mind. You got to love that music, though, when they get together. All right. So it's 855-839-1210. You get in. Let's talk Captain Chuckies, though. Well, Halloween, don't let mealtime or party planning frighten you. A lot going on this week. Let Captain Chuckies plan those meals. Go to your nearest Captain Chucky, pick up that Smith Island crab cake jumbo lump, and don't forget the mega colossal crab cake, too. Delicious. Check out the variety of homemade soups. They're great. And it's a perfect time to take a look at the menu once again of all the homemade sides, desserts, stuffed mushrooms. They have it all at Captain Chuckie's, not just a crab cake. Of course, several choices of breaded, non-breaded crab cakes. Literally a crab cake for everybody. The golf shrimp. That is a huge star. It is wild-caught, never farm-raised. And my favorite, those delicious Dom Rolls, keep them coming. All this at one website, welovecrabcakes.com. You'll find everything, all the locations, hours, etc. Welovecrabcakes.com. If you're headed to the shore, it's Captain Chuckie's at the shore.com. All right, it is Dom time. Big issues, big guests. Who knows how much Ambassador Nikki Haley, Governor Haley, would help President Trump. I'm convinced, I put it 75-25, they're going to do a joint appearance. Are you okay with that? I am, because it's about winning. She's the one saying, look, I don't agree with Trump on everything, but you have to endorse him. It's coming to Dave McCormick's aid here in the Philadelphia area in the suburbs on Wednesday for this town hall. So without further ado, let's bring back to the Dom Show Ambassador Nikki Haley. Ambassador, good morning. Welcome back to Philadelphia.
Good morning. It's great to be with you. How are you?
Well, very well. We miss having you in studio. That's happened a number of times, but you're coming here to,
yes,
to be with Dave McCormick in this town hall in Pennsburg, I believe. So why travel to Pennsylvania for McCormick?
You know, I think it's important. This is, everything's going to come down to the Senate and who has the majority. And, you know, look, I have been a proponent for term limits for a very long time. And you look at the fact that Casey has been in political office for 30 plus years. He's been in the Senate 18 years. And you need some fresh blood. You need someone who understands the value of a dollar. You need someone who's normal. You need someone that's going to go and fight the good fight. I mean, it's no secret that Republicans and Democrats have both, you know, left us when it comes to fiscal responsibility and getting spending under control and paying down our debt. And I think Dave McCormick knows that. He's been a business guy. He knows exactly what needs to be done. And I think he'll make a difference. I think you look at the way that Bob Casey has voted, you know, whether it's been, you know, against the border, whether it's not, you know, helped us on crime, whether it's been against energy, all of those things are hugely important to families in Pennsylvania and across America. And so we need a strong fighter for us. And I think Dave McCormick's that person.
But I'll give you something for Casey, Ambassador, somewhat tongue in cheek. He is saving democracy from a Hitler like Trump, and yet he supports Trump when it comes to trade and dealing with China.
Well, you know, I mean, the thing is, they're trying to have it both ways,
yes,
right? I mean,
yes,
let's be clear. He has voted with Joe Biden and Harris 98% of the time, but he takes this one thing and says, oh, but I was with Trump over here. I mean, the reality is, you know, just look at the economy alone. He does not want to extend the 2017 tax cuts. 62% of Americans will see a tax increase if that happens. We're paying enough for groceries. We're paying enough for gases. We're paying enough with the subsidies that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have put in. The last thing we need is someone who wants to go raise our taxes. So he can talk about being against China and being with Trump on that. Well, guess what? The majority of America is against China. But you've not done anything when it comes to voting on that. You know, I mean,
yep,
he's continued
exactly
to be on the side of China, but now he wants to say he wasn't. It's wrong. And I think we have to start calling these elected officials out on telling the truth.
Without a doubt. Now, you have endorsed President Trump, but you're the first time we've had you on since the primaries. What was your rationale, in case listeners didn't hear it directly from you, for endorsing the former president?
You know, it's that now I'm a voter. You know, of course, I thought I would be better than Donald Trump, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, all of them. But, you know, we are where we are. And now we have a choice between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. And my focus and what I have told everybody is you don't have to agree with Donald Trump 100% of the time to vote for him. And I look at the fact that when I talk to my daughter, she complains about the cost of groceries. I look at the fact I have a son who just graduated college and he's worried about paying rent. I have a husband who's a combat veteran, and I know how we want to prevent war. And when you look at the two policies, Donald Trump was strong on the economy. It's not what he said. We lived it. He's strong on the border. Kamala Harris hasn't done anything. You look at how he wants to make us energy dominant. That's not just important for Pennsylvania. That's important for our country. And I know how strong he was on national security. I don't agree with Kamala Harris on anything. And so for me, this is a no-brainer. You know, do all of us like his style and the way he says things? No, not all the time. But at the end of the day, this is about what it's going to mean for our families. And the policies that Donald Trump believes in are more important to me and my family than anything Kamala Harris could do for our country.
I hear you. Do you think an event's going to happen in one way, shape, or form where you'll be with President Trump campaigning together or on Fox? It's been talked about.
You know, we're on standby. We gave him dates, and certainly I'm willing to, you know, to do an event or a town hall if we need to. But look, I don't fault him for not using me at this point. I think that his campaign team knows what's best for them. I think they see whatever numbers they need to see, and they're making that decision. I'm, you know, we are on the same team when it comes to this. And I've done some things that are related to fundraising for him. And, you know, I have a podcast now on SiriusXM that, you know, we continue to talk about the differences between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris and what a Trump presidency would mean and what a Harris presidency will mean. And so I'll continue to do those things as we go forward.
I'm glad we have you here today. When we had you in studio before, we did talk about this. We know the big issues are inflation, the border, illegal immigration. You talked about your children and husband. But I think the Trump campaign, the advertising, the money they're spending, I'm in agreement with the stealth issue, which is boys and girls sports, transgender issues. You've been very strong on this, and you come at it in a way that I think is very effective. So how would you approach that?
It's hugely important for the women's movement. It is really a modern issue of our time when we have to go and, you know, we all want our girls to be strong and confident. And a lot of times they get that strength and confidence by being in sports. And there's nothing worse you can do to destroy that than to have a biological male in women's sports. There's no comparison. Physiologically, you cannot say they are equal. And I think that this is one of those things that if we open this door, we are literally doing so much harm to our women and girls in this way. I mean, we have to fight this every step of the way. There can be transgender sports, fine. You want to do that, but do not allow biological men to be in women's sports. And not only that, it's more than just running on a track and having our girls have to go up against biological males. It's being in the same locker room. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the thing is there's the dignity that is dropped from our girls when they have to go and know that a biological male is watching them get dressed or undressed, those kind of things. We can't have that happen. There's no justification for that. And there's no safety in that. And I don't think our girls should be put in that situation in any way whatsoever. We need to stop that at every level. And I think we are right on this issue, and history will show that.
I agree. And you have to be to rise to the level that you did, ambassador, governor, and a person right in there to the end in the presidential race, a competitive person. I mean that in the best sense of it. And these girls that I've interviewed are just unable to compete when they get into this. And I'm saying that because Kamala Harris, VP Harris, has flipped. We don't believe her on fracking and things like that, of course. But she will not flip on this, even with people that are here illegally in jail. What's your sense? Is the hold in the Democrat Party that much? This is one of the one or two issues. I guess the other is you have to be an enemy of Israel, essentially. She didn't pick Josh Shapiro. Everything else they'll let you flip on. Those things you can, apparently.
You know, it's interesting because she's flipped on a lot of things, right?
Yes.
And so, and everybody says, oh, but, you know, Joe Biden was the president. She was the vice president. She couldn't do
right.
anything about it. Even if we gave her all that, let's just give her all that and say, okay, fine. She's flipped on everything. And yes, it wasn't her fault, anything Joe Biden did. There is one thing that she has done that she can't run away from. And what that was she had one decision as a presidential nominee that she made, and that was deciding who her vice mm-hmm. president was going to be. She did not choose a moderate Democrat like Josh Shapiro. She did not choose a pro-Israel Democrat like Josh Shapiro. She chose a very liberal vice president who believes strongly that government can get involved between parents and their girls on transgender issues and on and parents and their children when it comes to transgender issues. This is a guy who has said that socialism is neighborly. This is a guy that when you had the situation with George Floyd, the mayor begged him to bring in the National Guard. He didn't do it for 3 days, and he himself said that was a terrible error. That is who she chose as her vice president. So in the one decision that we were able to test her on, she didn't go with someone like Josh Shapiro. She went with someone like Tim Walz, who's very liberal and who is on the wrong side of every issue that affects our families.
Without a doubt. Parting question for you. Your experience as ambassador up close and personal in the UN, and you've been foreign policy in that sphere of top experts. China, could you put it in a nutshell what an existential threat they are, what you saw up close as far as what we have to do to stop them?
I mean, number one national security threat, and this has to be a huge issue. You know, you look at all that China is doing, whether it's the hacking. I mean, right now what's not being talked about is there is a virus within our federal government system that the U.S. government can't find that China has installed that affects our infrastructure. Think power grids, think water lines, think all of those things, and we can't get to it. Those are the depths China has gone to. Think of TikTok. TikTok's the one mm-hmm. social media outlet that China has that is controlled by Chinese algorithms, not individual algorithms like everyone else. China is manipulating everything we see here. They're doing misinformation through all of that, through TikTok. And if anybody ever wondered how bad TikTok is, it's banned in China. Why would we allow a Chinese app in America that's sending misinformation that they don't even allow in China? But you look at how they have combined with Russia and Iran and North Korea and helping all of these dictators go against the U.S. and the West. We need to wake up to China. This is not about being nice with them. This is understanding exactly the kind of threat they are to our kids, whether it's sending over the chemicals to make fentanyl, knowing exactly what they're doing and that fentanyl is coming across and killing our kids. China is incredibly dangerous, and we cannot be asleep at the wheel on this one.
Ambassador, thank you very much. Enjoy Pennsburg with Dave McCormick and the town hall there, and thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely. And for anybody that wants to come see us at the town hall, go to McCormick-Haley.Eventbrite.com. McCormick-Haley.Eventbrite.com. We're going to have a great time and talk about important issues. We hope to see everybody in Pennsburg.
Thank you, Ambassador, very much.
Take care. Thank you.
All right. There's Nikki Haley, big issues, big guest. Does she move voters? I know, you know, the other side, Democrats, they tout this, the suburbs. They want Nikki Haley. Are there enough Republicans in the Collar counties here, for example? Haley does an event with Trump. They're on the fence, 1,000, 2,000, something of that nature. That's what you're looking for here. I think Trump will do it. You heard her say there, they're just looking at times and places. It's a good move. There's nothing here that Trump is beholden to. And it helps, or it might help. All right, 855-839-1210. Coming to your calls. Don't forget, at 1 o'clock, we're going to talk with the woman who was arrested in Delaware County yesterday for electioneering, pretty much. How can you an electioneer when they're telling you it's not a polling place, meaning people are not voting there? I contend they are voting there. If I'm filling out my ballot and giving it to you, I'm voting there. Now, the tabulation is later, but that's a vote. It's a voting place. That's why we ought to be able to have eyes on it. And that's what she was arrested for, making national news. The embarrassment that should be here. And Republicans ought to be embarrassed that they don't have the wherewithal to pressure these people to do the right thing and to accommodate people. All straight ahead. Let's talk for a moment, though. For years, I've talked about the health benefits of Rescue Natural Supplements after making their omega-3s part of my daily routine. From supporting heart health to providing pain relief, they provide essential nutrients that impact our bodies in so many ways. Listen to this recent comment from Carol. She says that triglycerides are at an all-time low. This increased my well-being, while joint pains and muscle aches, they've decreased too. People like Carol have trusted Rescue with their health goals, and now it's your turn. For a limited time, use the code OMEGA50 for an exclusive buy one, get one free offer on any of the 7 Rescue Omega-3 choices. To get this special radio offer, just call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483, or use the code online, res-q.com. res-q.com. Remember, use that code OMEGA50, OMEGA50. Buy one, get another Rescue Omega-3 absolutely free. All right, Tom Giordano's show. We'll talk with a woman arrested in Delco yesterday, making national news. Let's go to John in Jersey. Hey, John, good afternoon. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Dom?
Good, John.
Yeah, so I'm a Marine veteran, and I've been an avid Trump supporter for, like, ever since he entered into the race, you know, back in 2016, mm-hmm. up until now. You know, I'm very upset about the Tony Hinchcliffe thing. I'm not going to lie. I don't know why he let him up there. I feel like people vote off their emotions, you know, when they should be voting mm-hmm. off policy and stuff. You know, I think Trump should disavow himself from this. I think he should. I know the, you know, the other side uses rhetoric like we're Nazis, that Trump's a fascist, and maybe Trump should, you know, strongly disavow himself from all this. And then at the same time, flip it on them and be like, look, y'all call us Nazis.
I hear you, John. What he's done, and yeah, you're saying it's got not sufficient, I guess, John. He's said he doesn't know this guy, and he wasn't the one that brought him up there. It's due to staffing. What do you say to that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that that's a good idea for him to, disavow himself from it and say, like I have nothing to do with this. I don't agree with it. I don't think that this is, mm-hmm. these aren't our views as Republicans. You know, we want everybody from all right. corners of the country. Now, I have a lot of Latino friends, and a lot of them were calling me yesterday. Like I said to the guy before, I didn't even want to answer the phone. I was like, I'm embarrassed a little bit. And I know it's like, to some people, this isn't even a big deal because it was just, you know, supposed to be a joke and stuff. And some people are defending it and stuff. But honestly, you don't want to give the left ammunition at a time like this.
Exactly, John. That's the point. That's my point, too. And, John, thank you for your service. Coming up, we're going to talk with Val, who's talked with us over the years from Delaware County, arrested yesterday in a polling place. The charge, trying to get people to vote for Trump. To make a national news, we have her next on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.